This morning, children, we have the Requiem Mass for the month of October for all the poor souls in our Purgatorian Society. We're remembering to pray for this lady who died and for those who have died recently in our own church and for all of the poor souls, lest they should be forgotten. But there's something else we should also not forget about today. You had a holiday on Monday, which was very nice, and it was in honor of an event that actually occurred today. And it occurred today because today is an ancient feast day of the Blessed Mother in Spain, in Europe, in the old world. And she is Our Lady of the Pillar. Let me tell you her story. Our Lady of the Pillar appeared to one of the 12 apostles in the year 40, right after Pentecost, just a few years later. St. James was the first to go as a missionary, and he went from Palestine to far-off Spain to preach the gospel. Well, the first ones he ran into, of course, were his fellow Jews in their synagogue, and they didn't like the idea of St. James preaching the gospel or of pagans getting converted. And so they persecuted him and drove him from place to place. And one day, just before the Blessed Mother was getting ready to leave from Jerusalem to go live with St. John, he's the brother of St. James, to Ephesus, which is in Turkey today. That's a lot of geography for one sermon, isn't it? But we'll just stay with the story. Our Lord appeared to his Blessed Mother and gave her a job to do. He asked her to please go to Spain and comfort St. James and tell him that he must come back now to Jerusalem because he would die as the first martyr among the 12 apostles. Now, Our Lady, being the Mother of God and the Queen of Angels, didn't have to book a flight on the internet or take a bus or a train or a boat or anything. She had angels. And so the angels came and they carried our Blessed Mother with great glory to Europe, to Spain. And the angels sang, just as you do on a good day anyway, beautiful hymns in honor of the Blessed Mother as they carried Our Lady across the seas. And the trip lasted about 12 hours or so, I think. And there was beautiful music, the Hail Mary, the Ave Maria was sung, the Ave Maris Stella, and several of the hymns that we love were sung. And we know this because this is in a beautiful book called The Mystical City of God that was revealed to a great missionary in our country. She came from Spain to our country, also by a miracle, and she used to preach to the Indians centuries ago, and her name is Venerable Mary of Agreda. This is in her book, The Mystical City of God. Well, the angels singing carried Our Lady to a place called Saragossa in Spain. And he was sitting there, St. James was, praying, kneeling rather, all by himself, praying all night long by the banks of the river Ebro, the river was called. His disciples were a little distance away. St. James was one of the ones who fell asleep on Holy Thursday night. But from then on, he never fell asleep during his prayers again, but kept our Lord company. And the Blessed Mother came with the angels and spoke to St. James to comfort him, to say that yes, he would be successful in his work, even though the Jews were persecuting him. And furthermore, the angels had something to give him. So he received a pillar about this high or so, made out of a precious marble called jasper. And on the top of it was a little statue, not very big, about this high, of the Blessed Mother herself. And the angels had made that during the night. And the angels set it up on the ground, and that would become the first church of the Blessed Mother in Europe. And Our Lady promised that if they were faithful, the people of Spain would always be able to depend upon Our Lady and would always keep the faith, and this church would never be destroyed. Well, over the centuries, that's what happened. There were the Jews, the Roman pagans, the Arian heretics, the Mohammedans, and no one ever touched that church. It just got bigger and bigger and more beautiful. And then St. James, having built the church, then he departed in obedience to Our Lady to go back to Jerusalem, where indeed he died as the first martyr. Then, why was it that St. James was chosen for this beautiful vision from Our Lady and to receive a statue of her. Well, it's because St. James was the Blessed Mother's favorite. Sometimes a mother has a favorite child, but usually she only keeps that in her heart and she never says anything about it because she doesn't want anyone else to feel a little bit jealous, because sometimes we do get jealous about things like that. So she would only appear to St. James when no one else was around. Why did she love St. James so? She loved St. James very much because he was very devoted to her and he was generous. He wanted to do great things for Christ. And so that's why he volunteered to go a faraway Spain to preach the gospel, first of the apostles to do so. Now, on this day in 1492, as you know from your American history, Christopher Columbus discovered America. He set foot on a little island called St. Xavier, San Salvador, that's what they named it later on, in the Bahama region of the Caribbean. And he claimed it for Almighty God and for the King of Spain, because Queen Isabella of Spain had sent Christopher Columbus, and remember his three ships, the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, sent for their on this discovery. She had paid for all of their expenses so they could go. It was not a very long trip. They left in August, and in October, they found the New World. They were expecting to find Asia, but instead, they found a new world. Christopher Columbus always had this idea, he was a good Catholic, to do it for God, to save souls, to spread the Catholic faith. How beautiful. He was like another St. James, children. He was generous, and he loved Our Lady very much, and he wanted to save souls like an apostle. Today, a lot of people speak against Columbus, just as they speak against our faith. But we should remember these stories, and we should honor our heroes very much. So today is that special day we call Columbus Day, even though it was celebrated on Monday. And in Spain, today is the beautiful feast day of their patroness, Our Lady of the Pillar. Poor Spain. They've almost entirely forgotten the Blessed Mother in the Mass and the Catholic faith. But we remember. And if we remember, let us pray to Our Lady today to be brave. And what's the special virtue of St. James we want to imitate today? We want to be brave and generous both to do great things for Christ. Well, that's called the virtue of magnanimity. But like a lot of dates in geography, it might be too much to keep in mind. But you just think of St. James going all that way for God's glory and to save souls, and how centuries and centuries later, Christopher Columbus did the same thing. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.